Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
We have Jose Quinones, Linda Vista Real Estate.
What's the deal? Back in studio.
How you been, man? Haven't talked to you in a minute.
Welcome back, Bill, man. Life, you know, I've been lifing, man. Life is, we all been lifing, but I'm here. I'm smiling.
Yeah.
And I'm alive, brother.
Nice. Yeah. Well, happy holidays.
Yes. Happy holidays.
You know, Feliz it's here. Navidad. Yeah. Yes, it is here. Can't believe it. Christmas, New Year's going to be here before you know it. And finally, you actually brought your son in here. We've been talking about bringing him in.
On? Good morning.
Brandon Quinones. Good morning, my man.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome.
I finally was able to wake up.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. We were just talking off the air the first time that I met, you know, because we have had Jose, your other son, in here, El Dude. Shout out to him.
Yes.
He's doing his thing in the military. Yes.
Little, I call him Big Little Bro.
Yes. Yeah. Big Little Bro. I like it. So, you know, we've been trying to get you in here, man. You know, we met like about a year ago. We were at an event at a car show or something at Hudson Fields. Yep. You were set up and, you know, you guys hooked me up with some empanadas.
Yeah.
And you know, you were like, oh, here you go, Bill. You got to try him. I was like, oh, good to see you, man. You know, I didn't know, just thinking. And you were like, you know, I'm Jose's son. I said, what? Yeah. So, man, awesome. And let me tell you something. Those cheesesteak empanadas.
Those are it.
Will change your life.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They are life changing.
I'm looking right there in the camera. They will change your life.
I like to say they'll make you an Eagles fan, but some people might not agree with that.
That's why I said it.
That's exactly why I said it.
Wow. Oh, well, look, for people who don't know, tell us a little bit more about what you do and your food truck, and just for, you know, so we can kind of get introduced to everything.
Shore Island, man. Taste the island from the shoreline. Shore Island is the name of my food truck.
Okay.
But she's got an AKA name. Her name is Loisa, which is near and dear to my heart in Puerto Rico. If you've never been, next time you go to Puerto Rico, gotta stop at Loisa. I make really good empanadas, man.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
I love to cook. The menu is more than just empanadas, but empanadas are close to my heart. You know what I mean? It's a deep fried pocket of love, man.
Yeah.
And you can find me at Big Chill Surf Cantina. I like to say 9 days a week till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
It's all about the grind. It's all about the hustle. And that's it.
How'd you get involved with like cooking and, you know, like the food truck and.
Oh, man. My parents. You know, like.
Let me find out, Jose. Now, I know Jose's a real estate guy. Let me find out Jose can cook.
Come on. My dad is where I learned how to cook. My mom, my grandmothers, my brothers and sisters, you know, they showed me the way. And eventually, like, I've realized that this is what I want to do. I don't really want to do anything different. I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything evolves and circles back around cooking.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And of course, Jose, you know, Linda Vista, you guys, you know, been busy.
Yeah.
We,
you know, I got to keep it real. It's so surreal for me. I'm at Power with my son. You know?
Yeah.
When we were off the air, I was just praising Bill. I'm always praising Bill Howe. I remember driving around in a 1983 Crown Victoria with him in the back. This is before there was a law that you must wear a seatbelt in the back seat. He would be in the back saying, Poppy, stay awake!
Yeah.
You know, like, and listening to Bill Baker on the air. And here we are promoting his business, my business, together. So when you guys were just having that conversation, honestly, I was gone. I don't even know what y'all was talking about. So when you just asked me a question,
we appreciate that, man. We appreciate that.
I just want to let you know that once again, Bill and Jessica, but Bill, you are a staple.
Yeah.
In so many people's journey, brother. Like, you're a freaking living legend, you know? And I'm not kissing your butt, man.
All I am is a disgruntled commander.
So,
to answer
your question, brother, like Linda Vista, man, like this past year, you know what's so crazy? Once again, he's sitting here in the summer, August of 2024, we were in Puerto Rico and he broke his leg. Mm-hmm. And that day, to now, completely changed the way I am going to live the rest of my life, where I've made a lot of changes. Linda Vista, as you guys know, man, you've seen within the last, I would say, 14 months, you guys have been part of the journey. We've been partnerships with other agencies. We are back to Linda Vista. I'm covering the Eastern Shore. I've gone from a team of over 45 agents down to about 6 of us. You know, it's just, I'm finding this is what life is all about. You continue to pivot until you find yourself unapologetically doing you. You know, so I am having fun. This past season here, this past few months, have brought so many experiences to my life that continue to remind me what's important. And also the families that still continue to trust us with their journey, you know, especially over this past November was possibly the best November that as an agency we have had. We had over 16 families, just me, myself, and my assistants buy homes, which is incredible, right? With everything that, if you stay caught up with the news, you think that the world is ending. But no, people are still seeking opportunities and enhancing their lives. Yep. Unless a media hits the earth where we end or we explode ourselves, we are going to continue to live. And you got to continue to seek opportunities. So in a nutshell, that's what's going on.
Isn't it funny as we get older and, you know, as life goes on, we learn to, like, appreciate the things that we used to always take for granted. You know, like, we think about, like we reflect and we think about, like, man, this is like, we're lucky, you know, like we were like always, you know, going in the hustle and bustle. And we just kind of disregard like what we have and what we're doing and the people we associate with. But then, like, as you get older, you like sit there and think like how blessed we are, where we live, how we live, who we know, our friends, family, all the things.
Bill, I'm going to take a moment. I just want to paint a picture for you. Today is Friday. On Wednesday, I wake up at around 4:30 in the morning. My mama just had a serious shoulder reconstruction surgery. She's 72 years old. My goal is every morning I go to her house, I cook a breakfast, right? I was in the office by 6:45. At 6:45, I did the office admin work. By 8 o'clock, staff walks in. But check this out. By 5:30, I got my nephew, Jeremiah. You guys have met him. He's playing basketball for Mariners Middle School. And they were playing the other middle school at the Cape District with my grandson plays the game. So we were at that game. I'm sitting, I felt like I was at the NBA. Yeah. It went into overtime. Yeah. You know, just kids like doing their thing. It was a phenomenal game. But check this out. I'm sitting there looking around. It's all local people that you've known for the past 30 years. I'm enjoying. I walk out of there. I go into the Quick Stop because I needed to get a few pieces of chicken for my mama, right? And while I'm there, this lady that was at the game, she said, "You were at the game?" "Yeah, but I was at the game." We talking, we comparing notes. Then I get to my mama's house, I hang out. Then my wife calls, say, "Hey, can you bring me a salad from the Miltonian?" I walk into the Miltonian and shout out to Kula. Kula there is a phenomenal lady at the Miltonian in Milton. If you haven't been there, you got to. And we get talking, and then the owner, this gentleman, we talked about Brandon. When Brandon was a kid going to SDSA, the Southern Delaware School of the Arts, I would go there, it was on Tuesdays, and sit with my son and just have pizza. And, you know, I say all this to say, man, community is everything. Yeah. On Wednesday, I had a day. Yesterday, I had a day. But just consistently reminded me of the importance of being present. Mm-hmm. Like, we are blessed. If you are alive listening to my voice, like, opportunities are all around us. No matter the hardships, because we all face hardships, we winning.
And we're definitely lucky where we live, man. This area is just great. And everybody's so, like, you know, close-knit, tight. And when the community needs each other, like, it comes out. So definitely definitely good to sit back and reflect. Brandon, we got to get into this event that I wanted to, you know, talk about this morning.
Let's do it.
Christmas on La Isla, right? Yep. Did I say that right? Yep. All right. Yep. Very good.
I had to teach him a little Spanish before.
Yeah, it's okay. Good job.
I was like, all right, Jess.
You got this.
I was like, all right, Jess, am I saying this right?
You got it. It worked. You got it.
It is the first annual Coquito competition.
Yes, sir.
Give us a rundown and tell us about it, man.
Coquito. The best way I can explain it to everybody is Puerto Rican eggnog. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit better.
Yes. You know
what I mean? Got a little bit better.
A lot better.
There we go. We're going to do it up, man. It's going to be at the Big Show Surf Cantina. It's going to be on the 27th of December from 7 to 10 at night.
Okay.
And we're just going to do it up, man. We got some really good competitors.
They're looking at each other.
Really good competitors.
We got some really good competitors.
You can give one.
Who? All right. I'm going to give you guys one.
Really good competitors. Okay. Who?
Who do I want to give? All right. The first one is going to be my boy Ryan Minnick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shout out to my guy Ryan Minnick. He's going to be representing. I'm not going to tell you who's going to be representing. He's just going to be there. He's going to be one of the competitors. We're going to have 8.
Okay.
And it's going to be good. We've got some really good judges. Of course, my dad.
Nice.
Main man is going to be one of the judges.
Nice.
Chef Matt Kern is going to be another judge. We're going to have 5 judges.
Okay.
You guys show up. You guys will see who's going to be the rest of the judges, man. But I'm super excited. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a day for us to really just tie our roots and our culture.
Yeah.
All the way around into the community.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a great holiday event. What's the date again?
The December 27th from 7 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
It's
and then
be a bunch of different things going on.
Location?
Location 19406 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It's going to be right at Big Chill Surf Cantina, and that's also where my food truck Shore Island is.
Yeah.
And I've got some tricks up my sleeve for that day. I got some specials that I've been wanting to run for so long, and now we got the opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And it's free to the public.
Now, Jess was saying something. You put on some kind of, salsa teaching,
things. I wasn't going to say anything,
I'm just asking because Jess was saying something.
Dancing. He has a Bad Bunny hour. I mean, I rock with Shore Island.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
I be ordering my food. I take it home. I be laying in bed eating.
This is not like just a typical food truck that sits there and you walk up and get your food and you leave. Like,
no, sir.
You have like events that you put on.
Oh, 1,000%. Yes. He's got a boat. He's got the chairs. He got the fire pit. He got the music. I mean, you are on the island.
Talk it up. Absolutely. You know what's crazy about the
chairs?
You
know I'd be fooling with you like that.
I've always wanted those big chairs that you go and see.
Yeah.
Man.
I know.
I feel like right now is the vibe. Right now, you walk onto the island and you really
perfect.
Feel like you're
the
back
sand.
Home. Come on.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Very good. So this competition that is going on, the first annual Coquito competition, people come by, open to the public.
Yes,
and are they going to be able to try some of the different Coquitos that people have? How's all that going to work?
Yeah, so the phenomenal thing is that Big Chill Surf Cantina and Brandon, they are partnering up. They're going to have different flavor coquitos there for people to purchase.
Okay, nice.
You know what I mean?
That's going to be great.
So, and also, if you like, hey, but I want to, before I go, I want to taste a coquito, man. So, check this out. In Milford, my sister's fork sells virgin coquito.
Okay.
Right? You buy the coquito, and then when you get home, you do whatever you want with it.
Nice.
But check out my sister's fork in Milford. They are also going to be 2 of the judges.
Okay.
So this is going to be fierce. And then Brandon mentioned it, but the competitors are representing local restaurants. Restaurants that you know. So, and there's also a $500 price.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Whoever wins this. And also, by what I'm hearing, there might be an additional that we got another business that's going to put up some more money. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then Brandon is going to be doing this thing with the food. We're going to have salsa classes, right, every half an hour?
Something like that. We're going to switch it up, man. And it's not just salsa this night. We maybe do 30 minutes of salsa, 30 minutes of reggaeton, 30 minutes of bachata, 30 minutes of merengue. You know, you just got to be there, man. It's going to be good.
Now, I got to assume that all these different samples of the coquito, they're not going to be virgin. So I got to assume these judges are going to enjoy themselves while they're there. I will say that.
Everybody's going to enjoy themselves.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good day. And hopefully, we're saying the first annual, hopefully everything goes well and we can, recreate this.
Yeah, no,
it's
absolutely.
It's going to be good.
And you talk about judges. Look, I'm breaking my own freaking rules, so I'm going to be drinking a lot of water between those freaking...
Very nice. Well, speaking of yourself, Linda Vista is sponsoring this event.
Yes,
Tell us, email, all about that.
You know, once again, it's all about community, right? Like,
yeah.
There was an opportunity for Shore Island, Linda Vista, and Big Chill Surf Cantina to come together. And how can we continue to celebrate the holidays, celebrate community, do an event that brings people out while it's cold, something mm-hmm. new to the area that we can repeat every year, make it fun, bring other professionals, you know, like as he was mentioning, we got Chef Matt from One Coastal, highly regarded down here. My sister's four. We even got Joel Diaz
nice.
From the Georgetown hey. Police Department. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
How can we bring people that we know, respect, love, consider friends, come together on right after Christmas to celebrate a phenomenal holiday, a phenomenal tradition from Puerto Rico, honor Shore Island. It is all, why not be part of that? Yeah. So, and it's also up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything about this, you know, Linda Vista, beautiful view, everything about this says community, different, exciting, and continuing to and innovate.
Yes. Like,
innovate.
Again, December 27th, if people want more information, how can they, you know, check it out and find out all the deets?
Go to the Big Chill Surf Cantina's website. Everything is on there. Or across all platforms, Shore Island PR, Facebook, Instagram, even on TikTok. I just started doing the TikTok thing.
Yeah,
you
that's
can find
good.
All that information on there. Again, we've got the $500 prize. It's going to be December 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. We're going to have a special menu just for that night.
Yes.
Just for that night.
Looking forward to it. Shout out to 515 texting in. Dem empanadas, LOL, off the chain.
Let's go. Yes. Let's go.
Yeah, people texting in. Absolutely. Again, Jose Quinones, Linda Vista, Brandon Quinones in studio. We're going to take a break. You guys hang out for a couple minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. We got more coming up with them. It is 7:39. It's a Friday. Good morning.